Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and I'm J.D. Doyle. From time to time on Queer Music Heritage, I like to feature songs that don't really fit into any theme, so this is another one of my Songs I've Been Meaning to Play shows. I do this, about once a year, and this is the 7th show of that series, and it's another multi-part show. As a collector and programmer, I encounter so many songs I want to share with you, and I seem to lack the willpower of only producing one hour-long show for radio, when I can do several on the internet version of Queer Music Heritage. So you want to check the site for all the parts, over 4 hours this time, which will include some fun interviews and also material that, as I often say, is just not ready for radio. But that opening song was definitely for radio. It was a hit in 1984 for Dan Hartman. Regular listeners know I love the obscure and love to give more exposure to the songs that most people never knew about, as is the case for this next one. Now, there's a Dan Hartman connection here, as Dan sang backup on it. The singer is actually very well known, as he was in a very famous group, but this was his first solo recording, back in 1982. Now, if you're listening to this show from the website, you already know who the artist is, but I'll keep my radio listeners guessing until after the song.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one should look as good as you. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me?
This is Randy Jones, the original cowboy of Village People, coming to you direct from New York's Greenwich Village, and you are listening to Queer Music Heritage.
That version of Pretty Woman was done by Randy Jones, of course, of the Village People, and I bet you never heard his version on the radio. I'm right away going to one of the oldest songs on the show. Back in the 60s in England, it seemed that most of the major record producers and managers were gay, from Brian Epstein to Andrew Oldham, Joe Meek, and Jonathan King. One of this group was Simon Napier Bell, and the artists he worked with ranged from Dusty Springfield, the Yardbirds, Wham, and many others. In 1970, he produced a band called Fresh, and their album called Out of Borstal was one of the first to be released on a major label, in this case RCA, to have songs lyrically dealing with homosexuality. Borstal is the name the English give to their juvenile prisons, so perhaps that lent itself to the subject matter. From the album, I picked the song And the Boys Lazed on the Veranda. Here's the band, Fresh.
And the boys lazed on the veranda, watched by hungry eyes, never doubting the attraction of the sunburned thighs. And not for you, little girl. They're much too beautiful for that. But take a look at Mr. X and see the way the boys react. React. Now you watch him point his finger and the boy will come, swaying gently for a purpose, sucking on his thumb. They're not for you, little girl. They're much too beautiful for that. But take a look at Mr. X. Watch him smiling, so obedient. No, he's not his son. Can't you see from the way he's standing what will soon be done? Now they're leaving the veranda for a quiet place. There's no reason to be uptight. It's quite commonplace.
They're not for you, little girl.
And here's an artist I just met this year, Amy Myers, and I quite admire her work. I got her to give me these comments about a song from her 2004 album, Strange and Beautiful. I heard her do this live and knew immediately I wanted to play it on this show. The name of the song is Girls Like You.
Girls Like You is a song about a long-distance relationship that I was in, the girl that I was involved with was in a 4-year relationship. I was single, not a good match, but I fell head over heels, got sucked in, and she was never really available, as you really can't be available. Even if you've fallen out of love with whoever you're with, you're not available to this new person. So we played this song and danced for probably a year and a half, and when we finally separated and that was it and I was able to move on, I wrote this song, Girls Like You. And Girls Like You is a venting song, but not a venting song towards the ex-girlfriend, but more of, it's like, oh, here we go again. Everybody has that person that they get sucked into at some point in their life. And this was my venting tirade of a song.
Don't stay too late. I am going to finish what we started. I have watched too many days go by, and I just refuse to let another pass me by. And I will close the door on this. It never should have happened. I just get sucked in by girls like you. Don't bat your eyes at me that way. Can't you see that it is just not working? No more long distance email chats and waiting for the phone to ring that never does. And I will close the door on this. It never should have happened. I just get sucked in by girls like you. There's a million other girls who might fall prey to you. Won't you please leave me alone? You have broken me to tears and not much sleep, you know. Rip the skin right from my bones. Friends, as the conquered prize you've won again, taught me just to see if I will break, just to see if you still have the power it will take. And I will close the door on this. It never should have happened. I just get sucked in by girls like you. And I will close the door on this. It never should have happened. I just get sucked in by girls like you. Like you. Like you. Like you. Like you.
Gonna take away my freedom. If you can leave, my friends and I should leave. You're gonna have to fight us every
my sense of history. I grew up learning how to hide my secrets. But now I found my people all around. And you will find you ain't seen nothing yet.
Followed Amy Myers with a new artist, Anna Gutmanis, and her very out song, I Am Who I Am. Up next is another artist who just released her debut album, and while I'm not generally drawn to hip-hop, I think she's excellent. Her name is Melange Lavon. I love her song, Gay Bash, and you'll hear her talk about it after you hear the song.
Fight for your right.
Listen, you ain't a Christian, you go and preach hate.
Gay Bash is a fictional character about a boy named Kevin who was murdered for being gay. And when I went to gaycrime.org, I had no idea how many people have been murdered for just being themselves. So I thought it was a song that needed to get out there, and I needed to do.
Beautiful. You wrote the lyrics, right?
Yeah, I wrote the lyrics, yes.
Did you write the music?
My producer and my cousin, his name is King Beats. He wrote the music.
That song that runs behind that is so haunting.
Yes. When I hear a song, this is how I work. I hear a song, I hear the track, and these emotions come out, and I'm able to write on top of the track. And I feel like these emotions are from people talking through me. God is using me to send out these messages. And you know, when I'm in the studio and I record these songs that are emotional to me, I cry. I mean, it's easy for me to cry when I hear the track and the song and the lyrics on top of the track combined, because it's just so moving to me. And like I said, I think God is using me. So to hear my lyrics come out the way they do, sometimes it's not a reality for me. It's just like, where's this coming from? It just can't be just coming from me. There's something, there's another force out there that's telling me, okay, this is what you need to talk about.
And I'll also like to hear about your song, Marry Me.
Marry Me, basically, for all the couples out there who want to get married. I wrote the song about being in love with someone and getting on one knee and asking for their hand in marriage. Basically, it's just a love song. And you know, I definitely want it to be legal everywhere. And this is the next video we're going to do.
Is it your story?
No, it's not my story. I'm single right now. I definitely would love to meet my soulmate. And when I do, I'd love to marry her and have kids and live the American dream. So when you hear that song, basically it's for the person that I'll meet in the future.
This song goes out to love. It's something that's so, so overwhelmingly beautiful. So I decided to write this song for you.
Yeah, till we met, everything about you was heaven sent. I can't even explain my thoughts or my sentiments. So I thought I'd write this and make it more intimate. In the past relationships I've been through, it taught me to become a better person for you. So now that I'm grown and I've learned on my own that love is a place that you and I can call home. So in love with you, you don't even have to question. Love your flaws all the way down to imperfections. I have a confession, you are amazing. It took me 30 years, but certainly worth the waiting. My heart's gonna explode from overload, the type of love that flows over till we grow old. I gotta say thank you for giving me this, because your love is a beautiful, wonderful gift.
Let's do this for real,
'cause you're the love of my life and I wanna do this right.
Let's do this for real,
and I will give you all of me, my heart, you hold the key.
This way in my entire life, I feel I could do anything with you by my side. I will always provide whatever you need, and I will be your strength anytime you're feeling weak. You're my best friend, so I could tell you anything, and I hope you do the same, disregarding all the games. 'Cause I ain't going playing with you, and the decisions I make, I gotta consider the consequences too. Never being faithful, it wouldn't be worth breaking your heart all because I wanna do dirt. So I won't and I can't never be part of the plan. So I'm letting you know exactly where
it is I stand. You're so beautiful in every single way. And all my exes, you're everything they ain't. Me writing this is a picture that I paint, and I'm giving you my heart, so baby, you take the reins.
Let's do this for real.
'Cause you're the love of my life, and I wanna do this right.
Let's do this for real.
And I will give you all of me, my heart, you hold the key.
Let's do this for real.
I'll forever be yours, my soul, I wanna pour.
Let's do this for real.
Your love, I do believe, I want you to marry me. I'd rather be alone with the wrong person, so I'm thinking I'ma be alone the rest of my life. Then you come into my world, all the rules that I made in the past, all of a sudden they no longer apply. I never felt this way, I try to define, got me to put it on paper and write a nice rhyme. Knew it was love, my heart, yeah, you got mine. I wanna be with you in a span of a lifetime. I got so much to say and do, but I want you by my side so I can do it with you. Even though I'm a whole person, you are my other half. I can't see myself without you walking the right path. The right person to start a family with. I'll admit to the world you got me with. You're my soulmate. The first time I met you, I knew it. And this feeling that I have, yes, I'm holding on to it.
Let's do this for real.
'Cause you're the love of my life, and I wanna do this right.
Let's
my heart, you hold the key.
Let's do this for real.
I'll forever be yours, my soul, I wanna pour.
Let's do this for real.
Your love, I do believe, I want you to marry me.
Let's do this for real.
'Cause you're the love of my life, and I wanna do this right.
Let's do this for real.
And I will give you all of me, my heart, you hold the key.
Mélange Lavon from her debut album from this year called The Movement. And this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude.
Swing.
And that's probably how most of you remember Sylvester, one of our biggest dance music stars. You heard a quick medley of Dance Disco Heat, You Make Me Feel Mighty Real, and, with Patrick Cowley, Do You Wanna Funk, spanning the years 1978 through 1982. Sylvester died of AIDS in 1988. Some of you may not know that before his disco hits in the late 70s, he was successful from the early 70s with more R&B and funk-oriented material. And that's where this next piece of musical trivia comes in. In 1973, there was an anti-drug campaign put on by an organization around then called NAPRA, the National Association of Progressive Radio Announcers, and they got many of the major stars of the day to do PSAs, public service announcements. They released them on an album called Get Off, which was not sold to the public, as it was for use only by stations, so that they could drop in these PSAs by the likes of Stevie Wonder, Dionne Warwick, Ringo Starr, B.B. King, The Eagles, Jim Croce, and on, 44 in all. I'm kind of surprised that they considered Sylvester, years before his first hit, prominent enough to contribute, but they did. So here's the rare anti-drug PSA from 1973 by Sylvester and his hot band, and it'll be followed by a song you may not expect from him.
Hi, Sylvester and the Hot Band. Girl, how do you expect to wear those strapless dresses with all those tracks in your arms? I mean, you can cover them up with opera-length gloves, but that ain't gonna do the trick. You ought to find something else to do with your arms like.
Why don't you save your arms for loving? Save your arms for hugging. Save your arms for loving. Save your arms for hugging. Don't shoot it. Don't do it, baby. Don't shoot it, baby. Shoot it, baby. Shoot it, baby. Shoot it, baby. Oh, don't do it, baby. Don't do it, baby.
Together and stop doing hard drugs. They're no good for you.
Dig this. This is gonna make you laugh. Goes like this.
What could be shut down alone in your room? Come hear the music.
Yeah.
That was Cabaret, and it was taken from a concert filmed in a nightclub in 1985, recently released on DVD. Other songs included Stormy Weather, Where or When, Night and Day, and Lover Man. Definitely not his typical musical fare. A side comment. To my dismay, Sylvester never recorded anything that I would consider lyrically gay, even though he often performed in full drag, as he did for this concert. He seemed to deliberately avoid that, and as an example, in the song Lover Man, instead of singing, Lover Man, oh where can you be, it was just, Lover, oh where can you be. And times change. To make that point clear, here's a song by Adam Joseph called Faggoty Attention from 2007. And he's released several mixes of this song. I'm giving you a little of his a cappella version and then the radio one.
Give in to temptation. You don't have to go home alone. Get into it. I see you acting like you're talking on your phone, but boy, I know what. I know what you're missing tonight. You're big and so strong. You need a little brother to boss around and play fight. You can hold me down, I'll let you in. Don't pull me too close or I'll pull you in. I can tell you like attention. That's just the thing that I'm giving.
I want to give you my faggoty attention.
Baby, let me make you feel right with my
faggoty attention.
Baby, all I need is the night. I'll change your life. And I won't ask, won't tell. Promise you won't go to hell tonight. We'll go back to Brooklyn, get it cooking. Don't you worry, no one's looking.
Mood is right now, and you're falling into my plan. You can get rough. Boy, I ain't no girl, I can take it like a man. And all your questions, they can all be answered tonight. Hope you're ready, 'cause you ain't never had it this tight. You can hold me down, I'll let you in. Don't pull me too close or I'll pull you in. I can tell you like attention. That's just the thing.
Do this?
Yeah, man. Seriously. Let's dive in, man. Come on. Stop messing around. Let's get serious, man.
I live in a glass house. I'm the pot that called the kettle black. I'm your closest enemy. I'm the fattest monkey on your back. When you look in the mirror, I am the face you see.
It's a face you think you hide. It's a reflection you try to cheat. Faggotry personified, true to your name. Faggotry personified, we're one in the same.
So say in the place to be, dropping the joint with my man Frank G. You're looking so good that you're a chick magnet. The ladies wanna have it, but you're just a faggot.
I am the man you patronize. I am the feeling you won't admit. I'm the person people usually notice when you work so hard at being glib. You often scoff at men that you despise, because I'm the face you see. It's a face you think you hide. It's a reflection you try to cheat. Faggotry personified, true to your name. Faggotry personified, we're one in the same.
Hey yo, who you are and where you at? It's all a lie, cause you're such a scaredy cat. Personified, man, you can barely act. It's coming across to me as fairly whack. When I spit on a joint, then I tear the track. Removing on my lid till I bear my back. Will you keep all your thoughts in the cul-de-sac? Or pocketed away in a shoulder pack? Why don't you just admit all your wholesome dreams to yourself? Cause no one else needs to know these things until you're ready. So when the votes decree, get on your own tube, buddy, and post the D. Finally, you'll stop being the lonely breed. And privacy will no longer be your only need. Feeling trapped in a box, then homie, please reach out, cause we have another phony team.
It's not what you do, brother, it's what you say that points every arrow back to you. It's not who you fool, brother, it's when you kid yourself. Everybody else sees the truth. Faggotry personified, true to your name.
Yeah.
Faggotry personified, we're one in the same.
Frank Grimaldi.
That's me.
So say the elemental wizard.
That's you.
This is the Think Big production.
Yes, it is.
We out, man.
Yep, where we going?
Be easy. Just be yourself.
That's the problem.
I went from faggoty attention to faggotry personified. That was from Balance, the 2004 album by Frank Grimaldi. And helping him out was an artist who bills himself, as you heard, as So Say the Elemental Wizard. I want to slip in a country song, and I really like it. It's by Jimmy DeMar, who is working on his full-length album, but until then, he has several excellent songs you can hear on his MySpace page. The track I picked is Come Out and Play.
You've been in your box for way too long. You should come out and play your song for you and me. There's no need to hide there anymore. Pull out the key, unlock the door, can't lose, cause you're free. Too much life to live still, and you can't choose to. Come out and play this life with me. There ain't no place I'd rather be. Come out and sing your song. Back with all your might, you didn't think it'd take this fight for you and me. Just break down the chains that bind you here. Take on the world and all its fear. So much
I think it's a crime that this next act is not more well known. Rick Burkhart and Andy Grisevich call themselves the Prince Mishkins, and they do marvelous political satire on a variety of subjects. They've released two albums, and from their first in 2000 is the song Let Me Into the Military.
Don't let me swim in your pools. Don't let me teach in your schools. Don't let me display my affections in public like all of you slobbering fools. Don't sit beside me at meals. Don't give me insurance deals. Don't convict skinheads who beat up my friends. And if you do, grant them lots of appeals. Leave all my needs in the lurch while you argue about me in church. Don't pretend to respect me, but rather subject me to warped scientific research. Wrap me in reels of red tape. Declare that my brain's the wrong shape, which explains my perversion, this unmanly aversion to stag parties, football, and rape. But please, let me into the military, let me into the military. I can be dull and reactionary, why discriminate? Let me into the military, I won't be a mercenary. It's a long way to Tipperary, take me along as freight. Don't even admit I exist, unless you're an evangelist. I can endure being ignored and obscured if you'd please, please, please let me enlist. Don't pass my civil rights bill, do write me out of your will, and continue to quarrel about whether I'm moral enough to maim, slaughter, and kill. I'll be the model recruit. I'll steady my wrist when I shoot to save the armed forces some valuable resources. I won't use the camp prostitute. I'll keep my hair neatly shorn. I'll promise you my firstborn. And if something seems queer, it will not be my spirit. I'll try to get off on the porn. So please, let me into the military, let me into the military. I want a glorious obituary, just like someone straight. Let me into the military, I want to augment my vocabulary with words like faggot, fruit, and fairy. Oh boy, it's gonna be great. Let me into the military, let me into the military. I mean, come on.
if all these anti-gay rights bills get passed, I guess it's probably the only job I'm going to be able to get. Not to mention that the military is, of course, the most openly homoerotic organization in the U.S. today. With the possible exception of the advertising industry. Maybe I could get a job there. Well, not in Colorado, though. You see, what my pastor always said about me was that I basically lacked discipline.
Again, that was the Prince Mishkins, and you can visit their website to see how they got their name. We only have time for one more song, but remember, I have additional parts of this show ready for you to listen or download from my site, and they include interview clips from a number of artists. That's found at www.queermusicheritage.com. And if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Music Heritage. Now for the last song. Ian Levine is a gay songwriter and producer from England, well known for his disco hits. Just to name two, So Many Men, So Little Time by Miguel Brown and High Energy by Evelyn Thomas. He considers one of his latest productions to be the most important gay record of his career. He picked a song created by Charles Aznavour in 1972, which is from the perspective of a female impersonator, and poses to the audience some interesting and challenging questions. It's also been recorded by Mark Allman, among others, and it's a song I quite admire, this time done with a dance beat. And Ian Levine chose an openly gay English singer and actor to do it, named George Daniel Long. The song is What Makes a Man a Man.
My mom and I, we live alone. A grand apartment is our home in Fairholme Towers. I have to keep me company, two cats, a dog, a parakeet, some plants and flowers. At night I work in a strange bar, impersonating every star. I'm quite deceiving. The customers come in with doubt and wonder what I'm all about. But leave believing. Each night the men look so surprised. I change my sex before their eyes. Tell me if you can, what makes a man a man? What makes a man? So many times we have to pay for having fun and being gay. It's not amusing. There's always those who spoil our games by finding fault and calling names. Always accusing. They draw attention to themselves at the expense of someone else. It's so confusing. Yet they make fun of how I talk and imitate the way I walk. Tell me if you can, what makes a man a man? To bed again, alone and friendless. I close my eyes and think of him and fantasize what might have been. My dreams are endless. We love each other, but it seems the love lives only in my dreams. It's so one-sided. But in my life, I must confess, the search for love and happiness is unrequited. What have I got, and what I am, and what I'm not? What am I giving? Then answers come from those who make the rules that some of us must break. She has to keep living. I know my life is not a crime, I'm just a victim of my time. I stand defenseless. Nobody has the right to be the judge of what is right for me. Tell me if you can, what makes a man a man? What makes a man?